Hi, I'm Little Pooh. I live in your radio. This is my dog, Jupiter. He lives in here, too.
I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to The Hour of the Time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, my dear.
You're welcome.
You are the light of my life. What have you been doing today?
Well, I've been playing.
How dare that orchestra interrupt your little talk? How did that happen?
Well, I don't know, but I found my secret place.
You did. Why don't you tell us about your secret place? Because I don't know anything about this. All I know is we went to St. John's. No, we went to Sholo, didn't we?
Yep.
We went to Sholo, and on the way back, you said you were going to look for your secret place.
Yep, I was riding my bicycle to find a secret place. Then I thought it would be nice that nobody couldn't know that I could find a secret place, but it was by Mommy's car that she didn't drive anymore, so I went in a spot to do by those trees that had a spot, and I wanted to stay there, so that was my secret place.
And then what happened?
And then I took Sugar Bear with me to keep him some protection so he won't get lonely.
And along came a spider.
And along came a spider hanging around on its spider web, and then I wanted to go in the front door, and then I saw the spider, and then I run and it hit my finger.
And you hurt your knee and your finger, and forgot about poor old Sugar Bear.
Yeah, because I left him on, I tied him up where my secret place was, and I left him all alone, and when Poppy came back from St. John's, and then he found that Sugar, then he found Sugar Bear. He was tied up by my secret place, and so Poppy came in, and then he told me, "Pooh, can you go get Sugar Bear off the leash?" And so I did.
And everybody's happy now.
Yep, especially he said next time I'm gonna leave you outside and tie you up. And but he didn't really say that he tied me up to stay there for a long, long time. But he said that I would stay in my room for a very long time, though.
That's right. We don't tie our children up around here, do we?
Uh-uh.
But we do send them to their room, don't we?
Yep. Central children go to the room.
And which one might that be?
Me.
But only when you're bad, huh?
Yep.
And you're not bad very often, are you?
Yep, but I didn't go to my room today.
That's right. You didn't. And you usually don't for long periods of time, huh?
Yep, but today, I really wanted to play outside, but, I mean, I didn't want to go with Poppy to St. John's because I wanted to find my own secret place because I really had to. So I was playing outside, and I really found that spider.
He sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. You going to stick around?
Yeah.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Thank you. that makes you want to get up and romp around, doesn't it?
But it was making my ears surprised me. Then it make my ears loud. But I mean, not loud. It makes
it
me,
was loud in your ears.
Yeah, it was loud in my ears.
Ah, you know, you've sort of reached a plateau here.
What's a plateau?
A plateau is where you're learning and you're going up and up and up, and then all of a sudden things flatten out and you're having a little trouble putting your words together.
You know what?
What?
I have a puzzle, and it's a puzzle, but it's stickers for the ice box, and every day I get to play with it because it's my favorite thing to do, so I won't have to play with anybody or bother them or stuff like that.
Okay. Well, maybe we can work with that puzzle after we get through here. We were supposed to have a guest tonight, folks. I gave him the phone number to call and told him when to call, and he didn't call. So in keeping with the policy of the broadcast, once we start a show, we never go back. But I will tell you the gist of what he was going to say. His name is Joe. He's from Texas. And apparently he was on the David Gold show, I believe, down there. And was talking about some Mexican gangs near the border. And he talked about the name of these gangs. And the press reported that he said that these gangs were called the Sons of the Gestapo. And, of course, that's what I told you that the press had said last night. And I didn't give out his name because I know that the press lies a lot. So we were going to have him on the show tonight to tell you exactly what he said and what he was talking about, and maybe talk about some other things that he's been involved in. And he didn't call. Now, once the broadcast starts, if you're out there listening and you all of a sudden found the phone number, don't bother calling, because once I start a show, we go in a completely different direction if the original plan doesn't pan out. So we're going to take your calls tonight, folks. But first, I want to let you in on a little thing here. Now, we've been watching this Michael New incident with quite a bit of interest for some time. As soon as everybody heard about it, it was broadcast on just about every talk show across the country. And so everybody knows about it. The problem with most talk shows is they start broadcasting something the minute they hear about it without ever checking to see that it's true. Well, we waited just long enough to verify that it was true, and by that time it had been broadcast everywhere, and in keeping with our policy, we do not imitate what everybody else is doing, and we knew that everybody had heard about it. And we watched it with great interest because it had the potential of greatness, or it could have gone the other way. It also could have been a big smoke screen. Just a big smoke screen. To test the public reaction to something like this. We didn't really know. But yesterday, specialist Michael New, is a 22-year-old decorated medic from Texas, who has steadfastly said that he would refuse to wear the United Nations insignia and blue headgear, or what his commander calls the United Nations uniform, appeared yesterday in formation in his Army Greens at company formation at 9 a.m. German time . He was told by the powers that be that he was out of uniform. He was standing alone, ladies and gentlemen, in Army Green amid a veritable sea of United Nations blue uniforms. Now, here's what's scary. He was the only American there who took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign or domestic, who had the guts to do what he had sworn to do. All the rest of those little ninny soldiers buckled down, scared to death that they would get in trouble, put on the UN blue, and knocked another brick out of the sovereignty of the United States of America and ripped another chunk out of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They are serving in the armed forces of a foreign government, a world government. Michael New was the only soldier who had the guts to say no. And what really interested me about this is if the Army court-martialed him or if this went to some kind of legal proceedings, Michael New would have won. So the Army chickened out. The United States Army turned yellow. They chickened out. Like the New World Order traitors that they are. And here is what they did, ladies and gentlemen. First, he was ordered by his squad leader and his company commander and his battalion commander to comply with the order to surrender his uniform and his status and wear the United Nations uniform. You see, he had been previously threatened with court-martial and imprisonment because he had told everybody in his chain of command that he wasn't going to become a United Nations soldier, that his allegiance was to the Constitution for the United States of America, and nobody could make him put on the uniform of a foreign government and fight for a foreign government. So they tried to scare him. They told him he'd be court-martialed and imprisoned. Now, they knew that they wouldn't do that, because they knew to be able to do that, they'd have to go through legal proceedings, and Michael New would win. So they chickened out, these big, brave traitors. Remember, I told you a long time ago, there can be no New World Order. There can be no United States military personnel under a United Nations flag, under the world government, without the complicity, knowledge, and full compliance of the officer corps of all four of our military services. They turned traitors, ladies and gentlemen. They're selling this country down the drain. Their oath means absolutely nothing to them. Nothing. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, when he refused to take the uniform of an alien power, the Army chickened out, and he was told he would be expeditiously processed for an administrative discharge. He expects to face a less than honorable discharge for bearing true faith and allegiance to his oath, his country, America's Constitution, and the United States Army. So out of the entire United States Army unit that was deployed to the United Nations service yesterday, only one soldier had the guts to adhere to the true faith and allegiance of his oath to the Constitution and to the United States of America and to the American people. His name is Michael New. We're going to do everything in our power to put together the research that we can gather, furnish to Michael New's legal team, to sue the United States government. You see, there's still legal recourse. Although the United States government can refuse to be sued, he can sue the individual officers who ordered him to betray his oath and his country. Nobody's thought of that yet. And who knows? The United States government might allow themselves to be sued, although I doubt it, because he is clearly in the right and will win. When General Engström of Finland arrives on October the 19th to review his United Nations soldiers prior to his assuming command. Oh, that's right, folks. You didn't know this, did you? These American soldiers are going to be under the command of General Engström of Finland. They're not even going to be under the command of a United States officer. This is the big test here. Specialist knew the only soldier of any worth, the only soldier who had any honor, the only soldier who had the guts to uphold his oath, will not be among those United Nations troops under General Engström. The new tried to get out of this stuff. He repeatedly offered to accept a transfer to another unit anywhere in the world, as long as it was in an American uniform with American officers. The United States Army rejected that offer. They have to reject the offer because they are committed to world government under the United Nations. They are committing treason. They are traitors. New contends that the order that they gave him was unlawful, and it goes much deeper than that. And here's what he said. Quote, "I don't regard the Charter of the United Nations and the Constitution for the United States to be compatible documents. If an American soldier took an oath voluntarily to defend the Constitution for the United States can be forced to serve another power or army, American constitutional principles go down the tubes. If he can be forced to serve another power or army furthering an internationalist agenda and documents alien to American constitutional principles, then that American is not truly a free man. The United States Constitution has been made strong by many who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to defend it. I'll stand on the Constitution and let others defend the United Nations Charter." End quote. So now the United States Army intends to dishonor him for his unswerving devotion and fidelity to America and her army, and to the Constitution for the United States of America. Specialist New remains firm in his conviction that something is fundamentally wrong with this coerced change of uniform and the foreign allegiance it represents. New's unanswered question to the Army rings loudly, and all America demands an answer. We're not going to get it. And most of us who have any brains already know what that answer is. But many people are still asking, how can the president constitutionally place all volunteer Army soldiers in the United Nations uniform under the command of foreign officers and under the strategic direction of the Secretary General of the United Nations involuntarily and against their oath? To date, Specialist New has not received a written answer to his written request to his Army chain of command to answer that question. One world government is being taught in all of our military academies as the answer to war. And these officers who have sworn allegiance to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America have decided to pledge their allegiance to that world government and to flush the United States and its Constitution down the toilet. What do you think about that? Michael New has received an awful lot of public support and private support. Now, There are a lot of United States representatives and senators on both sides of the political spectrum who are claiming that they are sympathetic with Mr. New and that they are on his side. But they have not said one word, nor have they done anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're not going to say anything, and they're not going to do anything. Because they're traitors also. They know what's going on. And they know that if they take his side, they're history. Well, I'm going to tell them all something right now, and I hope they're all listening. If they don't stand behind the Constitution for the United States of America, there's going to be an upheaval in this country, the likes of which the world has never seen. Not because I say so. Not because I want it. God knows I've done everything in my power for the last many years to wake up enough people to stop it. But they're not going to stop it. They're not going to be honest about it. They're going to continue their lies and their manipulations. And they're going to reach a point where the American people are going to take the final tool that our founding fathers gave to us, and they're going to set it right. They're going to restore the Constitution for the United States of America to its rightful, legal, and lawful place as the supreme law of the land. And in that conflict, an awful lot of blood is going to be spilled. It is unfortunate. Nobody wants it to happen, except those who want their world government and sincerely believe that it can only be brought about through bloodshed. Socialism has always foisted bloodshed upon the people. It brings itself into power through revolution. And a dictator always emerges. But you see, they've never tried that tactic in this country. With free men and women who love liberty and are committed to it. Even if they win, they'll pay such a toll that they wish they never started. And quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I think they'll win the propaganda war. I think they'll win all the preliminary baloney lies and deceit battles. But when it comes to an actual confrontation with the American people, I don't believe for one instant that they will win or that they will even put up much of a fight. And I'll tell you why. Nobody gets goosebumps when the United Nations flag goes by. Nobody gets goosebumps when they play the United Nations anthem, and nobody even knows what it is. Nobody gets goosebumps over the idea of a world government that they don't know anything about, can't even conceive or imagine, and know through their own experience with trying to shove something that people don't want down their throat, that it won't work. So whoever takes the field in their behalf will be a field of mercenaries. People are fighting only for pay and the promise of some reward of a retirement down the line. And maybe their name on some plaque as some hero. As soon as they begin to see the casualties that will result from such a foolish endeavor, because their heart is not in it, because they don't really believe in it, and because nobody has enough money to pay anyone that much, they will leave the battlefield. Facing these fools will be men dedicated, sworn to liberty, sworn to protect and defend the constitutions of their states and of the United States of America. Men who understand the founding principles upon which this nation was based and believe wholeheartedly that they will work men and women who understand that liberty with responsibility is the ultimate achievement of all humankind, and that anything other than that is a step backwards in the evolution of humanity, and backwards is right back into slavery. No people in this world ever existed or lived free until this nation was founded. And for all of you listening all over the world out there, you had better understand something right now. The only reason that you're not in chains yet is American citizens own weapons and will not be enslaved. And the minute that we lose our weapons, the minute that we are defeated, liberty will cease to exist in the entire world. There will be no freedom for any peoples anywhere. If you have never thought of that, you had better think of it now. Because what I just told you is the ultimate truth. The people who are putting together this world government want 100% total and complete control of every human being on this earth for every moment of their life from birth until death. I don't know how many of you can deal with that. Ladies and gentlemen, as every night, we are sponsored by Swiss America Trading, who, by the way, do an awful lot of research on there. And I was talking to Craig Smith today. He called me. He calls me every once in a while. Sometimes I call him just to chat. And he brought to my attention something that I already knew, but he wanted to discuss it with me. And that was the head of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Greenspan, announced, ladies and gentlemen, that the new $100 bills, the new money that's going to be changed, was nothing to worry about. That there would not be a recall of the old money. Now, and he said that the United States had never recalled any money in its history. Now, he's a liar. I'm going to say it right to his face right now over the air. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, the United States has recalled money. Has recalled money not once, but several times in its history. And it's easy for anybody to research. Did it, Roosevelt, call in all the gold? Wasn't our money then gold coin? Didn't they? Well, I'll let you do your own research, ladies and gentlemen. It's easy for you to discover. Now, he also lied about recalling the money. they're not going to get on television and say, folks, you've got 72 hours to turn in all your money or it's no good. If you understand how this country works, most of you never deal in money anyway. Most of you will never see that cash. You use your credit cards, and you use your checks, and you get loans. For those people who don't use credit cards, who don't write checks, and who do use money, or businesses who handle cash every day because some people pay in cash, when they take that money to the bank for deposit, it will simply disappear and you will never see it again. Within a very short period of time, ladies and gentlemen, all of the old money, except that which is withheld by collectors because of its supposed numismatic value, will simply disappear. It will go to the Federal Reserve banks where it will be shredded, and the new money will simply take its place. And then there will come a date, just like the old silver certificates, when the government will announce that they are no good, that they cannot be used in payment of debt or to purchase anything anymore. So old Mr. Greenspan just weren't telling us the truth at all. And by the way, that's going to start in January. Now, why do you suppose the Russians are worried about this? The Russians are extremely worried about this new $100 bill that's going to be coming out in January. And the United States government is so concerned that they're worried that they sent special envoys to Russia to calm them. What's that all about? Well, I know, but you don't. Call Swiss America Trading. Talk to them. Find out what they know. Find out how you can get your hands on some real money. 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad, folks, that you did. We're going to take your calls now, right after this little musical intervention. Pooh wants to tell a little story, and then we're going to take your calls. And for those of you who don't know the number, it's 520-333-4543. Excuse me, that's wrong. It's 520-333-4578. That's the call-in number. And for the rest of the day, it's my fax number. 520-333-4578. Well, my dear, you wanted to tell us a story.
Yep.
What is it?
Okay. On my movie, I was watching television, and this slang was on my movie, and then there was this lizard here, and a girl that was telling Mary had a little lamb, and then the lizard was keep doing this, rah, 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 rah. And when this little girl said, Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow, and everywhere Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. And the lizard would just keep doing that when the little girl said, Mary had a little lamb. And then when she was finished with Mary had a little lamb, then she went, rah, rah, rah. Then the lizard went away, then it was the end of the story.
So she learned.
Yep, she learned.
Not to be afraid of that lizard.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, this is Jeffrey in New Orleans.
Hello, Jeffrey, how are you?
Well, pretty good. Tonight on WWL television, a very significant story came out on the New Orleans Police Department. It turns out that Chief Pennington and Mayor Karl Marx, Mark Morial, are under a federal gun. The federal government has quietly threatened that if they don't straighten out the police department within a year, the government is going to come in and take them over. At the same time, Montreal has reneged on a contract with the local fire department that could lead to a fireman strike down here. So the result of that is going to be more chaos in the city that's supposed to be the home of the gambling casinos that aren't making any money. So much for that stuff.
Well, how's the federal government just going to come in and take over a city and a state without the permission of the state?
Apparently, they claim they have passed legislation that gives them the authority to come in and take the department over. No details were given, but according to Mike Longman of WWL TV News, Pennington has been given a grace period up till January of next year to straighten the department out.
Well, that's going to be very interesting. I think somebody down there in Louisiana had better find out what that legislation is and how it got passed without anybody knowing about it.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to have to look into it.
Okay, Jeffrey. That's your assignment.
Right.
And I know you'll do a good job.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Jeffrey for a long time, and as usual, whenever he calls, it's always worth listening to. 520-333-4578 is the number. And as usual, you have a chance to impress the world with your wisdom or make a complete fool of yourself. That's up to you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. I'm probably going to do both. I'm a politically incorrect individual and a college student and have passed your book, Behold a Pale Horse, around the campus, and everybody was as thoroughly impressed with it as I was. What I called for was to ask a question. I want to know, who does that music, Dragnet, that you play on there? Because the college kids are going crazy over it because I've taped your radio program and taken it up there to let them hear it.
Oh, you mean you want to know who that's by?
Yes.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Right there. The one on the right. See the blue one? Sending my secretary over to get it.
All right, sir.
Yeah,
I've called Babs down in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, actually, several times, and trying to find out, you know, how to get in touch with you and stuff, and I guess that's the only way I could do it.
That's Dragnet. Offbeat Records. The group is The Art of Noise.
Art of Noise.
Yeah, Art of Noise. Dragnet is the name of the song, and it's on the label Offbeat Records.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate it, and keep slapping the sheeple in the face.
Oh, I don't deal with the sheeple anymore. I only deal with good people like you.
I appreciate it.
Keep passing that book around, and keep asking questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. My name is Harry Bertram from West Virginia. And I heard the other day that you mentioned my name on your show. Is this true?
Who?
Harry Bertram.
I never heard of you in my entire life.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently.
What made you think that I would mention your name on my show? What have you done that is deserving of that?
Well, actually, I haven't done anything, but somebody through the Patriotic Network told me that somebody was sending out a fax with Bill Clinton's Ford signature on it, and they told me that you said on the show that I sent it out around the nation.
Nope, not you.
Okay.
I did name the person who forged it, but you're not the one.
All right. Well, I just wanted to clear that up because, you know, when you get misinformation going around, it's best to get it out in the open.
Well, the best thing to do is listen to my broadcast, and then you won't have to listen to your friends.
Oh, that's right. Usually I don't stay up this late, but I did tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're not staying up to listen to the hour of the time, you're not in this world.
Yep, that's for sure. I'll have to tape it. Well, that's all I need, Mr. Cooper. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, boy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Bill Cooper.
Hello.
I'm challenging all the parents and out there that have sons and daughters in the military to talk to their parents, talk to their sons and daughters to tell them about what's going on. Because you told us 2 years ago or longer that this was going to happen.
That's right. I have predicted, in fact,
UN signals,
everything that has happened since 1988, and I have been absolutely 100% accurate except for my prediction that Manuel Noriega would not serve any time in jail because he was the president of a sovereign nation. And if diplomats have diplomatic immunity, how can you go down in a sovereign nation without declaring war, arrest the president, try him, and send him to jail in your country?
That's right. You know, I'm going to call my son tomorrow, United States Air Force, here in California, and inform him of what's going on and let him know that this is happening. And I challenge all the parents out there, I'm in my 40s, my son's 23, to talk to their sons and daughters that are in the military today and tell them what's going on.
Well, good for you. And I challenge them also, not only tell them what's going on, get angry.
Angry, you bet. This is ridiculous. I can't believe that these troops over there did this. You know, that only one troop over there, a trooper out over there that had the guts to stand up.
Well, I'll tell you what we've got now. We've got an army with no balls.
That's right. I served my time in the United States Army. And it was during the Vietnam War. Go to Vietnam, but I served proudly, and I was proud to be in the service then.
Well, a lot of us did, and we're very disappointed. And I think Specialist New should get the Congressional Medal of Honor.
I do too. And I don't want Clinton to give it to him, though.
Oh, of course not.
No, you can give it to him.
I'd be happy to.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd be there. It'd
be the greatest day of my life.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Okay, parents, I challenge you. Call your sons and daughters up.
You heard him, folks, and I'll issue the same challenge. Call them up. Get on it. And all of you people who live near military bases, you should be leafleting these guys. You should be educating the troops, because it seems like nobody's doing it.
That's right. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, is Bill Cooper?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Bill. Let me ask you, what do you think about the space program? I listened to some of your programs before when you were talking about...
Let me tell you something. If you don't turn your radio off, I'm not going to be able to understand the thing that you're saying.
Can I do that? You won't hang up.
Hurry up.
Okay, one second.
Got to do this, folks. Dead air time is a no-no.
You were talking about the space program on one of your programs last, I think it might have been earlier this year,
uh-huh.
And they didn't celebrate the landing, the 25th anniversary. What do you think about that now? Do you still have to change your opinion on that?
My opinion on what?
Did we land, or was it hoax or whatever?
Oh, I've always said I don't know whether we landed or not. I can just tell you that the photographs and the videotapes that they've shown us were not taken on the moon. I can prove that. I have a degree in photography. That's easy to prove. Anybody can prove that who has any knowledge of photography. I don't believe, according to the scientific information that NASA has put out itself, it doesn't pass muster when you put it on a slide rule. It doesn't add up. Now, I know that there's a secret space program that is not NASA, and I have no doubt in my mind that they have not only landed on the moon, but probably a whole lot of other places, too. They've been working on this secret space technology through the military since the end of World War II. And it's a whole other ballgame. That's really where a lot of money disappears into a big black hole. And that's probably what's responsible for most of the so-called UFO sightings and all kinds of other things.
Yeah, I called you once at home. I think you might remember me. I asked you about the Barney and Betty Hill event. And you said that you thought they were part of the... some type of project or something. I don't remember.
Mind control experiment. I believe that this whole alien abduction thing is nothing more or less than a very sophisticated mind control experiment.
Hmm. What do you think about this Million Man March they're having on Monday? I mean, I heard some...
I think it's wonderful. I think Louis Farrakhan is the greatest thing that's ever happened to the black community since the slaves were freed during the Civil War.
I heard him on David Brinkley's show. He was talking about the CFR.
Oh, he kicked their butt.
They didn't like that. Right?
He kicked their butt. They tried to get him in a corner where he would say something so they could say, hey, I told you so.
Huh?
And he showed that he was the only intelligent person who had a brain and understood what he was talking about during that whole interview.
And he was also on Phil Donahue's show. I think it was Monday. Or I think it might have been Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. And
he tried
to trick him around. It didn't work very well.
Yeah, you notice they never talk about his militia.
No, they don't.
He has a militia, and they never talk about it. You know why they can't talk about it? Because it's a black militia.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the the powers that be, it's got to be a white supremacist or it don't exist.
Yeah, because I heard on CBS, still trying to blame, one of the officials said something about it might be the militia that was involved in this train wreck there in Arizona. They're still trying to throw that out.
No, it's no militia. It had to be somebody who worked for the railroad at least at one time in their life and knows quite a bit about the railroad to pull that off. I have no idea who it was, but it wasn't militia, it wasn't a patriot, it wasn't a right-wing supremacist, it wasn't any of these people.
Well, so let me, how do I go about getting your newspaper Veritas? What are the current prices? I mean, I think they changed since the last time I heard your program.
Well, thanks for the wonderful support of all the people who became charter subscribers at the higher rate, who enabled us to deliver by messenger a free copy of the paper to everybody in Washington, D.C. We reached a point, it wasn't supposed to be until this next coming issue, but Mike put it in the last one, so he misunderstood, and I misunderstood, and it got in the last one, so the prices change has taken place. It's now $27 for 24 issues.
Okay, well, is the address is still St. John's, Arizona?
P.O. Box 3390. St. John's, Arizona.
Okay.
85936. Make sure check or money order out to Veritas and send it to Veritas.
Okay, Veritas.
Right.
Okay. You tell Pooh I said good night then. Thank you very much, sir. Good to talk to you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. The only thing I think Louis Farrakhan is doing wrong is that it's going to be an all-black march. He should allow anybody that wants to go with him to go with him, because I'll tell you, I'd be right by his side. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think he's a wonderful man. He's gotten dope out of the black neighborhoods. They hate him for that. He's gotten black families back together. They hate him for that. He's gotten black people out of welfare. They hate him for that. You see, they can't have a new world order unless they've got all these victims dependent upon big government, and Louis Farrakhan is shoving it down their throat and putting the black man back on his feet with self-respect, putting the black families back together. I admire him. I respect him. I support him 100%. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Bill Fusco from New Jersey. I wrote you a letter some time ago regarding the Ruby Ridge hearings. I don't know whether you got it or not. It was regarding the ammunition used by the snipers.
Okay. Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, well,
they were using illegal ammunition.
That's correct. They were using the 168 grain hollow point bullet.
That's right.
And the match bullet that's authorized to be used in combat is the 173 grain, the M118.
Well,
metal jacket.
Hollow point or soft nose bullets are never authorized to be used against people. It should be a full metal jacket. They used illegal ammunition, and the reason they used illegal ammunition is they wanted to tear those people to pieces, and that's what that ammunition does.
That's for sure. It's marked clearly on the box. I'm an old Army shooter. And
by the way, I did get your letter.
Box not for combat use on the 168 grain bullet.
That's correct.
Yeah. My second question is, are you getting any feedback from these people in Washington on Veritas that you're handing out to them?
I'm getting feedback, but not from them. The feedback comes round about. Veritas has shaken them up quite a bit.
I'm sure.
And it's scared an awful lot of people. It's also scared the establishment press, because if Americans learn that they can print newspapers and that they can have radio stations and that they can have television stations and put the propaganda machine out of business, these people are history. And they have discredited themselves. Nobody believes them anymore. Nobody cares about them. Journalism, to most American people, means what's under the bottom of what's on the bottom of the ocean. And you know what that is, don't you?
Sure.
Whales leave that stuff in their path. So they have no place anymore. Nobody, you know, they have no respect. They have no dignity. They have no ethics. They have no morals. They have proven that they don't care about America. They don't care about liberty. They are doing exactly what Hitler's propaganda machine did in Germany prior to Hitler's rise to power. And just like I've told everybody here, if we're not careful, there's going to be another Hitler rise to power in this country. And by golly, none of us want that to happen.
That's for sure. Regarding those bullets again, I can't see why Randy Weaver can't institute a lawsuit the use of that weapon, that ammunition. I'm not sure that he even knows about it.
Well, he may not know about it, but I don't understand a lot of things. You see, if that had happened to my family and they didn't kill me in that cabin, they'd still be reckoning with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how Randy Weaver can just sit back and say, oh, well, it's all over. I could never do that. They would still be fighting me to this day until they killed me. That would just be the way it would be. They wouldn't kill my wife and my child and then try to put me in jail for the rest of my life and then walk away like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take their puny $3 million.
That's true.
I'd shove it right back in their face.
$3.1 million just don't make it.
That's right. So, but, you know, Randy Weaver has his own reasons, whatever they are. I don't understand those reasons. I would not be able to do what he's doing. Maybe he's not going to let him get away with it. I don't know, but
yeah,
you know, that's the way I feel about it.
Well, you keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
I listen to you every time the weather's right. Out here in New Jersey, I don't get you too awful much, but I keep plugging.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right.
520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello.
Pepper Fry. The week that you were spending exposing a lot of police corruption, I was devouring your book. I've got to say I really enjoyed it. It took me about 4 days of no sleep to sit there and read that.
I hear that from a lot of people.
I have a lot of issues that I'd love. You know, I'd love to sit down and a cup of coffee and talk to you about a lot of things. I'm a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been for 10 years. Before that, I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. I also spent some time in the private sector as a private employee.
I knew you were in the Marine Corps.
You kind of gathered that, huh?
Yeah.
Of all the issues I'd like to talk about, one to really get to the point I know there's a lot of people I like to talk to is something that I've noticed, and I've plugged KDNOs for one. I've been listening to you since they got you on the air. I spent about 2 years listening to talk radio, find that I don't get the information that I need from the regular media sources that you get fed O.J. Simpson and such. But there's a problem with people that I hear calling themselves patriots that call in and talk about police officers, and we can get into that, where my feelings are, instead of focusing on the police, we should focus on the people that pass the stupid laws that we have to enforce.
Well, that's the focus of most of what everybody's focusing on. But sooner or later, you've got to get down to the people who are carrying out these illegal and unlawful acts and unconstitutional raids and murders and stealing from people and all kinds of stuff. And it's cops that are doing it.
Fortunately, I haven't been involved in any of the illegal stuff that I hear about, and it's fortunate. And I would say that it is going on and it needs to stop. But we need to get, since I've been in the Marine Corps, since I've been able to vote, I have voted. I've been intelligent. I've researched my votes, and I voted for the people I felt would uphold our Constitution. And the people that are just now waking up calling themselves patriots, I commend them for starting to call themselves patriots, but where have they been for the last 30 years now that they're starting to scream and yell and wanting to place the blame on the police? They should place the blame on themselves for sitting back allowing these laws to be passed and for allowing the socialists to vote these people into office.
Well, the truth is if anybody wants to know what's wrong with the country, just go in their own bathroom and look in the mirror, and that goes for me too.
Right.
That's why I originally woke up, as I realized how stupid that I had been. But I've got to tell you this. I can't let you get away with what you're saying.
Okay.
They can pass all the illegal and unconstitutional and subversive and treasonous laws they want. If it got down to the people who were supposed to carry those laws out, if they would just turn around and say, screw you, I'm not doing that, it'd be all over with.
I believe that in the job that I've done, that's what I have done. And that's what I said. I haven't been involved in that, Bill.
Well, you're lucky. And there are a lot of police officers who haven't and who are good people. But there are so many who are not. And so many of these big city police departments are corrupt from the top all the way down to the very bottom that it's beyond even any concept of letting these people off the hook.
Well, here's my focus for tonight I'll leave you with is I think that I donate money to KDNO and the sources that I believe that need the money, and I don't write to them and ask for something in return and give them a measly $5 just hoping I can get something. I give them a substantial donation, not expecting anything in return, and I listen to these people call in and they want something for nothing. You've even said it. I really had to laugh one night when a guy called in and he wanted all this information from you, wanted you to do all the work for him, and basically wanted it for free and called himself a patriot. They'd be willing to go out and buy a six-pack of beer, but they can't send that money up and keep a radio station running or improve the information sources. So if you're really a patriot, get out there and expend some time and some money and some effort into getting this information out. And the one way to do it is just send some money to your local radio station that, for one, airs your program. How's that?
That's good.
I mean, I really believe that, and I have to laugh when I hear that these people that say that they're patriots, prove it. Do it by your actions.
Most people really, in their heart, are socialists, and they really want to be socialists, and they really want everything for free. And they might be on the verge of waking up, and they might be partially awake, but they still don't get it. They really don't understand the whole concept yet. They want to live in liberty, but they don't know what it is, and they don't know that they have to be responsible. And in order for people to make it and realize their dreams, you got to pay your own way. And that's
all. Had our hand out for too long, and everybody wants something when they put their hand out. So they're just putting their hand out and handing somebody some money to get something going.
Also, I'm glad you're a good cop, and I admire you for that. And I wish that there were a lot more like you.
Someday I'd like to sit down for a cup of coffee. Maybe we'll be able to do that. Keep up the good work.
Maybe we can. Thank you. Well, folks, it's all over for tonight.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you better hurry because we're out of time.
I just want to say good night, and this is true.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Good night, folks, and God bless you all.